The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's International Bath Day, Tony. Do you like taking baths?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Nah, I just rub myself down with Clorox wipes.
But let me tell you something. If somebody comes to my house to visit and they want to take a bath, I tell them to get out. It means they got too much time on their hands. Take a shower, get in, get out. Don't come lounging in my house. I don't have a bathtub out here, Tony, Arizona. Showers every three steps. You want to take a bath? Go home.
I love this. I love you as a father, and I love you as a host. You have no tolerance for anything. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Bucks even their series with the Nets. Novak Djokovic wins the French Open, and the president of the Packers calls Aaron Rodgers a complicated fella. But we begin today with the NBA MVP, Nikola Jokic, getting thrown out of the game for a flagrant foul, and his team, the Denver Nuggets, getting bounced out of the playoffs by Phoenix. This was a sweep, 4-0. Chris Paul dominated the series from the backcourt, piling up big assist numbers. Paul led all scorers yesterday with 37 points in the clincher. Wilbon, let us start with this. Did Jokic deserve to get tossed?
Tony, I hated to see it, but he deserved it. The rules specifically state you cannot wind up and throw down like that. That's the whole point of it. So if you're going to just say, well, he's the MVP, and I understand this logic, and part of me feels this way. He's the MVP. It's an elimination game. You don't have to do this. And maybe you didn't have to, but it was earned. It wasn't like it came out of nowhere, Tony. And also, I blame Michael Malone in part for this. He told his team through the media, and I'm sure to their faces, for 3 days, you're not tough enough. You need to be tougher. You need to be more physical. And here's Jokic, a guy who doesn't have this in his resume. He has no reputation. He's not a dirty player. You can see how gracious he was when he went over to campaign and said, I didn't mean to hurt you. And this is, the coach did this. So live with it. Own it. I don't want to hear any other argument than that. But I hated to see it, but they had beaten him 3 games and 3 quarters with Jokic in there. So it's not like just because Jokic was out of there that they were automatically going to lose. They rallied and got within 2 or 3 points, Tone. I hated to see it, but it was deserved.
So I'll deal with this very quickly. I didn't know that it was a flagrant 2. I thought maybe it was a flagrant 1. You and I have both seen common fouls called on things much more vicious than this. But I don't think it had play in the end of the series. I mean, Phoenix was the better team. I don't think Denver lost this as much as Phoenix won it. That was my view of it. And here is the thing that we talk about all the time in the NBA playoffs, that you have to crawl before you can walk, that there has to be heartbreak before you win multiple series or, God forbid, a championship or something like that. And here is Phoenix, which hasn't been in the playoffs in 10 years, which only has 1 or 2 people with playoff experience, and they are winning multiple series, and they look awfully good. And the heartbreak that they've had, of course, is not the Phoenix team, but Chris Paul specifically in previous playoffs. And now they look like a team that will be the exception to that rule.
Tony, they're playing the best of any team in the playoffs. They are.
Yeah.
I mean, they've won 7 in a row. I told you this morning on your podcast. Not the Paul Westphal teams and Gar Hurd, not the Charles Barkley teams, not the Steve Nash teams. The Suns had never won 7 straight playoff games. They have that now. They're resting on 7 and ready to go in the next round, waiting for the Clippers or Utah. Tony, they're the best team, and Chris Paul's the best leader. And he's the reason primarily. Booker's been great. God knows, Monty Williams, Tony, his peers voted him coach of the year. That is deserved. I mean, all of that is looking at how you go from nothing to getting to the conference championship with one team, 1 year. It's unbelievable.
They didn't make the playoffs for 10 years. They were 11. A bad team the last 5 years. They averaged 24 wins the last. They went through 4 coaches before they landed on Monty Williams. I used to joke they were 2 years away from being 2 years away.
Yes, you did.
I give all the credit to Chris Paul for walking in there and changing everything. One guy, Chris Paul,
it could be shared. I mean, Chris Paul is rejecting that. He is saying, thank you. No. What this is about this team, and he throws Monty in there immediately. Play for Monty when Chris was like a rookie in New Orleans. He's known Monty forever. And Devin Booker, let's face it. Devin Booker was the most anonymous, terrific player in the league. He ain't anonymous anymore because he will kill you. Ask the Lakers and ask Utah. Devin Booker's a great player, and now everybody has seen it, at least for a couple of weeks. The series between the Nets and Bucks, far from over now, Tone. Giannis had 34 on 14 of 26 shooting yesterday. Milwaukee tied its series with Brooklyn at 2 games apiece. And now James Harden isn't the only injured Nets star. Kyrie Irving sprained his ankle midway through the second quarter yesterday. He really rolled it. And couldn't return to the game. Tone, does all this suddenly make you favor the Bucks?
My answer is completely dependent upon whether or not Kyrie Irving and or James Harden plays in Game 5 and Game 6. If you tell me both of them are going to play, I'm going to pick the Nets. If you tell me one of them is going to play, I'm going to tell you the Nets have a real chance. But if it's just Kevin Durant of the big three, I'm going to go uh-uh. Because as great as Kevin Durant is, he creates for himself, not for teammates. You got to have a guard out there that knows what he's doing. And Kevin Durant in the last 2 games, Mike, 20 for 53, that's bad. And that shows you that P.J. Tucker is out there guarding him and being physical with him, and that may be what the Bucks need. I'll also tell you this, Mike, and we're going to talk about this later with Mike Conley Jr. He's out again.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis was essentially out for the Lakers. Irving and Harden out. I mean, it begins to look like injuries. You know, Jamal Murray out for Denver. It begins to look like injuries are playing a larger role than I think they should.
Well, it's certainly larger than they should, Tony, and maybe a determining role, right? I'm kind of with you on that breakdown of where I am on Nets, Bucks. But let me add something for the Bucks here. Play the way you've been playing, except continue to reduce the three-point shooting. Giannis Antetokounmpo has no business out there. And apparently no one can say to him, or it just doesn't dawn on him very much, not enough, that he is unstoppable in the paint. He can also create for others in the paint. We saw a couple of passes that he shot to Middleton. He shot another pass, maybe to Drew Holiday, from the paint, because you have to help. And Giannis is certainly a willing passer. He may not be the most creative fellow, creative enough, effective enough. Stop with the silliness with this three-point launching. I don't understand this. But in Milwaukee, Tony, I agree with you. If both those guys are out, of Harden and Kyrie, are not just out, but even there and diminished the way we saw Anthony Davis in that Lakers-Suns series. I don't see them winning this series, but Milwaukee's got to continue to play smart the whole game, not just in stretches. Stop jacking up the threes and figure out what it is that is most effective for you and your former MVP.
Mike, I don't know. They had 47 threes. They made 16 and they won. Maybe Coach Boud knows a little bit more about his team than you and I know about his team. Because they took 14 more threes than the Nets. We move on. Novak Djokovic came from 2 sets down to beat Stefanos Tsitsipas in 5 sets yesterday. Djokovic won the French Open for the 2nd time. He has won all 4 majors multiple times, and only Rod Laver and Roy Emerson ever did that. Djokovic now has 19 majors, 1 shy of Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal. And he's got the 1st 2 already this year. Plus, he's defending champ at Wimbledon. Wilbon, do you now think he's likely to go down as the best ever?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you and I have watched tennis all our lives, and we can judge some of these things without numbers. Of course, there's 2 or 3 generations subsequent to us, and that's all they know how to do is judge the numbers. They'll say, well, I didn't see Borg, and Roy Emerson, wasn't he from the 14th century? So nobody's going to actually be smart about this of the last couple of generations. They're going to throw numbers at you. Well, let's throw numbers, because when you are head-to-head better than the 2 people that we're talking about in this threesome, it's easier to make the case. I texted you yesterday, of course, and I was just trying to get under your skin knowing that you're not a Djokovic guy, and I mentioned Jack Nicklaus. And I can see the frown on your face, even though we were 3,000 miles apart. But, Tone, you're going to have to come around on some of this. I mean, when you win on every surface, you win multiple times, you win more in these places than the great historic figures, which we do know and did watch. And now you're beating your peers who people think are the GOATs. Tone, huh? You don't have much to stand on going forward.
No, I don't like Djokovic. I don't think he is gifted as somebody artistic in tennis.
Like Federer.
I don't think his style is particularly appealing. And I've said this before. But I watched him play Nadal for most of that match. And I watched again Tsitsipas for a little of that match. And even when Djokovic was down, he struck me as the dominating player. His physical conditioning must be the best in tennis because, Mike, he's 35-10 all-time in five-set matches. That's an astonishing record.
It is.
As you say, head-to-head, he's better than Nadal. Head-to-head, he's better than Federer. He would have won the U.S. Open last year if he wasn't tossed because he hit that lineswoman with the ball. He's likely to win 4 or 5 or 6 more majors. And this is a statistic.
I think 35.
That is the one. This statistic tells me why I'm going to have to eat it. After the age of 30, he has 7 majors. Nadal has 6. Federer has 4. Laver has 4. Sampras has 1. Jimmy Connors, who was a great player forever, has 2. So what am I going to say? What am I going to say?
You're going to continue to rail like yesterday. Tony, I look at it too. I like a certain artistry, which means I think about McEnroe and Borg. But you know what? Remember, Lindell started late. We didn't want to accept Lindell being as good as Connors, McEnroe, and Borg. But you know what, Tony? Ultimately, in terms of Grand Slam championships, when he's right there with them. They're all in that 7-8 category. It's a good day for one joker, not such a good day for another joker in the sports world yesterday. But this joker, tennis's joker, what's it going to be his resting number, 25? He's playing so well at an older age, a little Brady magic going on. 25, 26 majors?
Mike, I'm telling you, he'll have them, and I'll keep comparing him to Larry Holmes and not Muhammad Ali, and I'll be wrong. Let's take a break. Coming up, how should Aaron Rodgers feel about being called a complicated fella?
That sounds like the title of a Marvin Gaye song, or a song about Marvin Gaye. And the Hawks and the Clippers can both even their series tonight. Which team is more likely to do that?
Well, I would say that Aaron Rodgers is also a stubborn kind of fella. If we want to go full Marvin Gaye on this, we'll...
That's right.
I can
Very
do that.
Good. I forgot. Yeah. I'm talking to the one person who knows as much Marvin Gaye, maybe more than me. You.
Love Marvin Gaye. I was at the anthem, Wilbon.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Mail time. You've got issues. Let me see what's first here. Here we go. Better chance of tying their series tonight, the Hawks or the Clippers?
Tony, I actually think that both are going to tie it up. I'm going to say the Clippers. I mean, you know, when you get into these series and you get to the really important, the critical times in the playoffs, you want the best player on the court. Kawhi Leonard's still the best player on the court. He's the best player in that series. And Utah's got a lot of terrific players, and they can win this series. But I'm looking at Kawhi Leonard, Tony, and what he's done in big games. And the Hawks, I think, will win too. But I would give Kawhi Leonard He's the best player, I guess, left in that bracket of teams. He might be the best player left in the playoffs, period. So I'm going to go with the Clippers over Atlanta with that specific question.
Well, I think he's the only one with two finals MVPs at this
point.
That's
right.
So even though I like Utah better as a team than the Clippers, they don't have anybody like that. The Hawks, I thought they were going to win Game 3, and they did not win Game 3. I was wrong about that. And Joel Embiid, he must have the most benign torn meniscus in medical history because he plays every single game, and he averages 34 points. And Danny Green is not going to play that game. I don't know
that
how much
them.
That means.
That
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to agree with you with the Clippers because something tells me right now the Hawks are done. Tells me the Hawks are done. I'm not sure.
See, I don't think so, Tony. Yeah. But here's the other thing. How come Embiid can't just be a tough guy? Maybe Embiid is just a tough guy. You don't want to give
He's
him
tough
that.
Tough guy. Tough.
All right.
Should Aaron Rodgers be upset that the Packers president referred to him as a complicated fella?
No, and I know Mark Murphy did this at some event in Packerland, in Cheeseheadland last week. God, he looks like Opie Taylor right there, Mark Murphy. And he was paraphrasing or referring to something Ted Thompson said. It's not an insult to say, if somebody came up to me on the playground and said, you're a complicated dude, I wouldn't be like, hold my coat. I mean, I don't have to go after somebody because they called me complicated. But at this point, Tony, anything that those two parties do to each other seems to be antagonistic. Right? I mean, maybe Aaron Rodgers is complicated. Maybe in a different context, he'd be fine being called that. But Tony, it's time for a divorce. I'm tired of these two parties. Just let him go. You drafted your quarterback of the future, Green Bay Packers. Trade Aaron Rodgers. Get the bounty you can, and let's move on, please.
Aaron Rodgers has spent his entire professional career trying to be complicated. He doesn't want anybody to think of him as a dumb jock. Why do you think he wants to host Jeopardy? He is deliberately vague, deliberately opaque. He is deliberately mysterious. He's deliberately any other word you want that somehow goes like this in the world. So if Mark Murphy, who went to Colgate and is a smart guy, and we know him, if Mark Murphy says he's complicated, Aaron Rodgers, as you say, should treat that as something good. But instead, he will make it into an insult because he wants out of Green Bay. It's
don't
as
you
simple
not,
as that.
Don't you want them to get a divorce already? Don't you want this over? Enough of this. We got like 80
Was
more
I
days
not
of talking
first
about
on
this.
Did I not come at this months and months ago? And did you tell me I was wrong?
I thought
You've
we arrived
there.
No,
issues,
I didn't tell
people.
You I was wrong. We arrived at the same conclusion.
Let's take one last break.
I'm going
to
make
Still
people to get
come
taken.
Another Aaron.
Aaron, you got to get video
tape. Very concerned about the
I'm
Yankees.
Not taking
I'm
this.
Reading here.
I'm
Let
not.
Me
I don't care. I'm not taking this anymore. Nobody cares about the Yankees. They're 4-11 in their last 15. Who gives a damn? And who is in line to be Damian Lillard's next head coach? We're going to tell you who's interviewing this week. The Yankees are 4-11, huh? And I
told
root for
you,
Booney.
Aaron
I can't
Rodgers
root for
was
him.
Insulted.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy belated 80th birthday, Marv Albert. Marv has announced that he is stepping away from the microphone at the end of these NBA playoffs, ending a nearly 60-year career doing play-by-play. In his time, Marv called pro basketball, hockey, pro football, college basketball, boxing, even some tennis. People don't say, oh, Marv, you got to work with so-and-so. No, people say to anyone who sat with Marv on a broadcast, oh, you got to work with Marv Albert. On a personal note, I can't tell you how great it was to grow up in New York and hear Marv call the Knicks and Rangers. And I can't tell you how many kids tried to mimic Marv's signature call, yes! I don't do it very well.
Tony, you used to do it better. Tony, I grew up with Jack Brickhouse and Harry Carey in my own stable of famous announcers. But then doing what I do professionally, I got to listen to and then be around Marv occasionally, and I am in awe of him. And a spectacular move is my favorite Marv call. Did he call live the captain, Willis Reed, at the Garden that night? You were there. Did Marv have that call?
I was there. He must have done radio, but I didn't hear it because I was at the game. Happy anniversary, Vinnie Johnson. On this day 31 years ago, Johnson hit the go-ahead basket with only 0.7 seconds left that led the Detroit Pistons over the Trailblazers in Portland for the Bad Boys' second straight NBA championship. Johnson was nicknamed the Microwave because he would heat up in a hurry. And in true microwave fashion, Johnson scored 15 of his 16 points in the fourth quarter. Johnson was part of one of the deepest benches in NBA history. For years, the Pistons were so good that Johnson, Dennis Rodman, John Sally, and Buddha Edwards couldn't start. Chuck Daly had an embarrassment of riches in Detroit.
Tony, in the rating of teams over the last few years, people talk about great teams, it would pain me back then. But the Bad Boy Pistons, that two-year run's one of the great runs of all time. Actually, the run was three-plus years. By the way, I'm not going to commit complete blasphemy. Michael Jordan hit that shot against Brian Russell in Utah, his final shot in Chicago on this day, low many years ago. I'm just saying. But the Pistons, truly great. Underrated, understated team.
A melancholy trails to Jim Mudcat Grant. Grant, the first black 20-game winner in the AL, died over the weekend at age 85. Grant pitched 14 seasons for seven different teams, had a career record of 145 and 119, with a 3.63 ERA. Grant's best years came with the Indians, where he made his major league debut in 1958, and with the Twins, where in 1965, Grant went 21-7 with 14 complete games and six shutouts. In the World Series that year, Grant started three games against the eventual champions, Dodgers, and won two of them, posting an ERA of 2.74. In Game 6 with the Twins facing elimination, Grant not only pitched a complete game, but hit a three-run homer as Minnesota won 5-1.
And beat a Dodger team with the staff of Koufax, Drysdale, and Claude Osteen. Didn't beat Koufax, but beat the other two. That's quite an accomplishment.
One update, Kyrie Irving out for Game 5. Steve Nash says he has no idea if Irving will be able to return in this series. Very quick
doesn't
to the big
good.
Finish if we could.
Let's do it.
Cubs swept the Cardinals, White Sox swept the Tigers. Bigger deal.
Come on now, the Cubs are my team. So I'm going to say the Cubbies, but the White Sox have won 15 to 20, Tony. They're rolling in baseball in Chicago right now. Yankees manager Aaron Boone says he's very concerned about how the Yankees are playing. Should he be?
5-13 in the last 18, yeah. Mike D'Antoni interviewing for the Blazers job today. Chauncey Billups and Becky Hammon to come. Your thoughts?
Billups and Hammond, they're going to get jobs, Tony. I don't know about Portland. Seems like Chauncey Billups may be a really good fit. Wasabi, the Pekingese, won Best in Show at Westminster. That's a little dog. You won that win in Westminster?
I got a big dog. That dog's cute. Wasabi will blow your nostrils out. It's so hot. Last one, Canadiens at Golden Knights. Game 1 tonight. Who you got?
Canadiens, Tony. Going with Montreal.
Out of time. Trying to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.
BTI.